Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're about to be at the end of Erevin, second to last Daf of Erevin, second to last Audio Daily Dose of Daf for Erevin Bli Neder. We're looking today at Erevin 104, talking about the idea of owning up to something. Rava in Erevin 104 says he had pointed a speaker on this matter and expounded the speaker. The function of the Amora, the speaker, was to announce the teacher's ruling to the assembled public, explained by the notes here in the Art Scroll Daf Yomi Travel Edition. So Rava is saying this in public in front of many people. The statement that I made to you previously was a mistake on my part. In fact, the following is what they said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer: when one spreads out straw, one may not spread it from a basket or a box, but only from the base that remains from a broken box. So the idea of focusing on that in public, Rava owned up to a mistake. Rava publicly expounded, publicly explained that he made a mistake. How often do we rush from taking ownership of something? How often do we run away from taking responsibility or for owning up to making a mistake or making an error? It wasn't my fault, it was their fault. It wasn't me, it was my spouse. It wasn't me, it was the kids. It wasn't me, it was the friend. And I didn't turn the left way. It was the guy on my right. He should have stopped at the stop sign. He should have stopped at the red light. He should have owned up and sheer. He should have done this. He should have done that. She should have done this. Own up to your own mistakes. Make sure to take ownership for anything you do wrong. No one is a tzaddik. Ain tzaddik ba'aretz asher lo yachata. The verse says there is no one on earth that doesn't sin. Everyone does something wrong sometimes, and oftentimes it's much more often than not. Don't blame it on anyone else. Take ownership and take the responsibility on your part. They say that some of the most important words in marriage is I'm sorry, and that might even apply not even just to marriage but to life. If you say something wrong to your spouse, of course, and if you say something wrong to a friend, a family member, owning up and saying I'm sorry is a really important thing to have, to be able to take ownership. Even if it's something that you don't agree with, it was a slight, or you don't really see what it was, just say I'm sorry, just take ownership and stand up. In the days of Aseres Me'etshuva and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's a big thing to do. But why is it only we focus on that in those days? We should focus on it every day of our life, every day of the year, standing up, taking ownership. You see here a great sage, Rava, who was so great that he didn't even have to be called Rav. Rav this or Rebbe this, his name himself was great enough that people knew him. He publicly said, I made a mistake, and he had no qualms of saying it to you. It's not like he whitewashed it or tried to say it very quickly or in a very underhanded manner. He literally had the guy, the speaker for him, say that it was a mistake on his part. Just as Rava could say it in the Gemara, so too we should be able to own up and say, I'm sorry, own up to our mistakes, own up to our errors, and especially if we hurt more than one person or did something wrong to more than one person, to do it in a public forum, as long as we're not embarrassing anybody in the interim. So make sure to own up to yourself, take responsibility for things, and understand that we're not perfect. We all make mistakes, and it's okay, especially good, to go and be one with your mistake whenever they happen. Join us next time as we finish Erevin here on the Audio DDD with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.